2 days shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is being learned live from the Yerushalayim hills of Mevaseret. And we're continuing on, we're keeping pace. And guys have not yet been taking the bechinas, which they should be, but we'll get there. And once again, Rabbeinu Finkel is here joining us. And we're so excited. And here we go. Before we start Sif Yud Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, we're going to give a little bit of a hakdoma. The Akdoma goes as follows. The Mishnah in Brochus, check it out, brochavishonah.com, that if you have people sitting together, not just sitting together, reclining together as they're eating their meal, because that's what they used to do, they used to recline after they had a kvias, one can go ahead and make a bracha, namely the hamotzi, for everyone. And if not, it says there in the Mishnah, then everyone should make a bracha to themselves. This is even just the hamotzi. And it's clear from the Gemara and the Rishonim that this is not specifically if they are reclining. But the same would apply if they said, oh, let us all go eat together in a certain place, okay? And they made a kvias to eat in a certain place, that would also. Or today, where people do not recline, and you're just sitting together on a table, or even if you're not on a table, if you have one big, you know, placemat, something like that, that would also be considered a kvias where you have one chabura, and then one would make a bracha for everyone else. That's what we do, like we're on Shabbos, yeah, the tati goes in and makes the amoitzi for everybody, even though we're not reclining, even though we're not doing a seba. Okay? So now we're going to see all the ramifications and nuances in this particular, regarding this particular halacha. So here we go. Sif Yud Aleph. Im hayu shnayim o rabim. If you have two or more, echad mivarech l'chulam. One person can make a bracha for everyone. Okay, by the way, unlike benching, how many do you need minimally for one to bench for everyone else? For benching, three. When it comes to hamoitzi, even two. As long as we'll see, okay, v'dafka hesebu, shehu derech keva. It's dafka if they're reclining, which is a kvias, where they're actually establishing a place of eating together. Or a balabayis. But what happens if you have a balabayis, meaning, let's say, a tati, in B'nai Beisa with the rest of his kids? That also, even if it's only the father who's Kaveh Asuda, if his kids are there with him, they go along with him, and it's as if they are also being masive. So like in the old days, if his father was reclining and all the kiddies were around, they'd also be able to join up with the... Is you a Yoimi guy? Right there. Okay, here we go. So now we move right there. The dafke sebu shederakeva or balabayis in b'nei beisa dafke sebu. Abal im hayu yoshvim below a seba. If they would be sitting without reclining, kevan she'enam nikvayim yachad. Since they're not being kaveya, because in those days being kaveya was through reclining. That's the way they used to do it. Okay, kol echad mivarech leatzmo. Then everyone should go ahead and make their own hamotzi. However, im omru no chal kan. If they said and they formulated and verbalized, let us eat here, oh, b'makom ploni, or let's go eat in a certain place, even she'echinu makom, since they established a place, la'achilasan, havi keva. That would already be a keva, va'afilu below a seba. So if you say, let's go dine right there, okay, in the corner, okay, of this room, even if we're not reclining, since they were koveya, and verbalize a place to sit and eat together, that's the equivalent of keva, and one would be able to make the bracha for 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, what does the kviyas do? Because the concept is, there are different svaras and different shitos. The most simple shita in the Rishonim is, because the concept is, it becomes like a group. And once you have a group, so it's like a bracha of the group versus the bracha of the individuals. If you don't have a group, then each individual is an individual, and they have to make their own bracha. But if you have a group, it becomes the bracha of the group that everyone attaches up to the group. Okay? No. They would be reclining on their own little. They have their own little tray, but that was the way they would go ahead and have their suda. That was the way they did it. You gotta go ahead and speak to the Siamese and find out how they do it there in Siam. Vaiter vaidna. And today, however, she'ein anu regilim baseba, We are not Siamese, so we are not Ragil Beheseba. Yeshiva Didan Kishulchan Echad. No, sorry, Bishulchan Echad. Today, our sitting at one table, or, oh, below Shulchan, or without a table, B'mapa Achas, on one placemat, okay, or one tablecloth. Havi Kvias, that's Kvias, whether it's on one table, on one tablecloth. That's kviyas, even if you're sitting. Vafilu libnei chabura kehaseba didu dami. And even where you just have a group, where you don't have, let's say, a tati with the rest of the kids, just a group of people together, sitting like this, that is the equivalent of a seba. Ula didan, and then he adds, we'll come to what we've done at the end. Let's do some of the Mr. Brewers now. Okay, so here we go. Sif Katan Nun Dalid. That's what we're up to, correct? Nun Dalid. Shnayim Oyrabim. Nakad Lashon Zeh Mishum. The Shulchan Aruch took this Lashon. Mishum. The Birkas HaMazon. Why do you say Shnayim Oyrabim? Because in Birkas HaMazon, Dinahu, the din is, the Dafka B'Shlosha. Dafka, when there's three people eating together, are they mezamnin yachad? Do they have zimun? Umotzi and kol achad, and any one of the three can be motzi, the three or more. By the way, we don't do that today, even though ideally, we're going to see later on in the Shulchan Aruch, ideally, when you have a zimun, you should really have one person benching for everyone else. We don't do it today because we space in the chips. And if we don't even get the regular basic. But really, ideally, in Zimun, when you have three people, it should really be one person going ahead and benching for everyone else just listening and answering a main. So what we do, we're supposed to do, not everyone does it, is the leader is supposed to say it louder than everyone else, all the way up to Yichasreinu, and then everyone else should say it low. And it's right before the end of the bracha, go to the end, which we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch coming up. But, what?
He should say all the words out loud.
Really, in Zimun, the one who's leading should say everything out loud, every word out loud. We'll see, we'll get to that. People don't do it, but that's really what should be done. Up until Yachasreinu. Okay? That's what he says. Uvashnayim, that's what he's saying. So it's Dafka B'Shlosha, Mizamin Yachad, Umotziyin Kol Achaz Chaver, when it comes to benching. Uvashnayim, with two people, Ein Motziyin Echad Es Chaver L'Chadchila. When you have two people, and not motzi, one is not motzi, the other one, l'chadchila. Aval, however, the birkat ha-motzi, when it comes to motzi, afil l'chadchila, even l'chadchila, yachol, l'hotzi, one could be motzi, v'shnayim, when you have two people, echad es chavero. One person can be motzi, the other person, even when you have two people, and even l'chadchila. Okay, v'atam, what's the reason? Mavua lekaman reish simin kufzadi gimel b'mishne brura. The basic reason that they give later on is because at the beginning of the meal, so there's a coming together. So you're not right as opposed to the end of the meal, okay, where you're breaking apart. So therefore, you require the greater chabura. But anyway, that's discussed later on. Sif katan nun hey hesebo. If there was Haseba, which basically was a reflection of Kvias, because Kain Haya Darkon, that was their way. Ba'achilasa, when they ate, Derech Keva, that's how they ate Derech Keva. Lios Matin, what would they do? They would lean Al Sidein Asmailis. Alamita, they lean on their left side. Sound familiar? On the Mita, on this couch. And that was the way these great, glorious individuals of the past would recline and eat in their suda. Sifka anun vav, im b'nei beso. So now, not only if all of them are reclining on the side, but even if the tati was reclining and the rest of the b'nei beso, okay, were not reclining, they would also be able to be mitzdaref to the bracha of amotzi. Why? Mishum din negrarin acharav. Because they go ahead and they go along with the leader, Lutatati, Shumesiv, because he's the one that is being, he was reclining. Lekach, Mitstarfim Imo, they are joining up with him. Afilu bi yeshiva greda, even if they're just sitting, that's okay, because since the B'nai Besa are sitting along with the Tati, who is establishing himself as Bekvias, So that is the way they're having their kviyas. Like you have the kids there. The kids aren't always, you know, sitting and reclining. They're sitting there with him, but he's reclining. That's the way they have their kviyas. So therefore, the father would be able to be motzi the rest of the family, the kids, the wife, etc. Sif katan. Again, b'eso can mean the kids, can mean the wife, etc. Nun zayin. Havi keva. So the Shulchan Aruch said, Sif katan and zayin, that in a case where the people say, let's go eat in a certain place, since they went ahead and they designated and set aside a place to eat, that's keva. Havi keva. Valkain, Mishnah Berurah, Alkain, Sifkan and Zayin. Afilu kol echad oka ochel mikikaro. Even if each one eats from their own bread, they have their own roll. Mitzdarfin, they will be mitzdaref. Why? Because they said, let's go all eat together in one place. That's what we do also on Shabbos, with Manazet. We're all eating in one place. So one can go ahead and be motzi. So for example, right, let's say you all had little challahs, and I made a motzi on the two challahs. So if not for some extra chivuv of having from the Lechet Mishnah, in terms of, if it wasn't Shabbos, for sure, you could just go ahead and eat, okay, from your own separate loaf, even though the one who's making the bracha is eating from his own separate loaf. Sif katan, nun ches, ba'afilu libnei chabura, ritzon aloma, this means to say, even she'eno, this means to say, even when she'eno balabayis in b'nei beso, even if you don't have a father with his kids, diladidu, afilu bismana gemara, because in that case, where there's a father with the kids, even in the time of the gemara, havika seba, that would be considered haseba if the father was reclining. But bismana zeh, you don't need that. Today, our sitting down by a table, or our sitting with a tablecloth, even without a table, okay, if you sit down, and even if you don't have a father with kids, that's going to be considered kviyas. And that's what we do. Mishnah Berurah, Uladidan afilu. Now, let's go back now to the Shulchan Aruch. Go back to the Shulchan Aruch now. The last Uladidan. Uladidan afilu kavu makom la'achilasan. Then he says, and by us, back to the Shulchan Aruch, even if you kaveya a makom, even if you establish a place to eat the meal, o bal habayis im b'nei beso, or a father with his family, lo mahani, it's not going to help. Ella im kein yashvu b'shulchan echad o b'mapa achas. He's saying by us, okay, if you go ahead and you establish b'zman hazeh, establish a place to eat, the basic requirement is only if it's b'shulchan echad or b'mapa achas, even if it's a balabayis and b'nei besos. Look what he says. Ulidan afilu tzarech lomar. It means to say va'afilu ulidan. Even by us, b'zman hazeh. Ritzon lomar de lo tema. Don't say kevin she yeshiva didan. Don't say that since our yeshiva havi kaseba is like their haseba. In Cain, if that's the case, the makom de lo bayis seba. In the case where you don't need a seba, what they do to them in the time of the gemara, you go in shikavu makom lachilasan. In the old days, right? So when they went ahead and they did a seba, so what would people, what was the halacha? If they said, let's go eat in a certain place, they wouldn't need a seba, they'd be able to have one person say the hamotzi for everyone else. She says, don't say that there, you didn't need to go ahead and have at least a shulchan echad or a mapa. She says, da'inu sha'omar nochol kanu makom ploni. You might have said, by us, we wouldn't need even what? Afilu yeshiva. Again, in the time of the Gemara, they normally needed a seba. But when they went ahead and in place, they would establish, let's go eat in that place. Then it could even be yeshiva, and one could then go ahead and make a bracha for everyone else. So he says, don't think that b'zman hazeh, since yeshiva on a shulchan echad is the equivalent of a seba, if you go ahead and you say, oh, let's go ahead and eat in a certain place, you don't even need a shulchan echad, you don't even need a map echad. No, you do. Kamash malan, debelo yeshiva, lo mikri keva. That without sitting down on a shulchan echad or on a mapa echad, sitting at a certain place, it's not going to be considered a kviyas no matter what. B'shulchan echad, ayem beber alacha, mashakasavnu, what he writes, b'shem ha-gro. Let's move on. Sif Yud Beis. Im ha'yurochvim v'omru nochal. If We're up to Sif Yud Beis. If people were riding on horses or driving, and they said Va'amru, and they said Nochal. So while we're all driving on horses, we're all next to each other on horses or on bicycles, okay, or convertibles, okay. Because obviously, if they're closed, if the cars are closed, you're not going to be able to veg together or say Hamoti together. So you go ahead and you're riding on bicycles, you're riding on horses, you're riding on whatever, and you say, let's eat. Even though each one is eating their own loaf of bread on their bicycle, on their tricycle, on their horse, even so, he says, "Av api shekol achad ochel mikikaro, shelo yardu meha behemos," and they did not get off, and they did not get off their animals mitstarfin. They can join up. Why? Kevan she'amdu b'makom echad. Since they all stopped in one place, even though they're on their bicycles, okay, even though they're on their horses, since they all stopped and they're not moving, so then, and even if they're eating their own bread, that would be okay. So let's say you have three people driving convertibles next to each other, and they say, okay, let's stop, and each guy is in their own convertible. One guy can make amoti. One guy can make amoti for the other two guys. Okay. But if they were on the bicycle moving, they didn't stop. By the way, how would you stop on a bicycle? I guess you stop when you put your feet on both. That's what you can do on a bicycle. You put your feet on the ground. Okay? But let's say you're moving on the bicycle, you're moving on the horse, you're moving in the convertible, and you want to go ahead and say amotzi for everyone. You guys are all going 60 miles an hour next to each other, and one guy wants to say amotzi for the other two guys. That's not going to work. Because that's not, by definition, that's not kavias, because they're all going in and moving. Okay? Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, what would be if you have three people in the same car or three people on a boat? Mishnah Berurah is going to discuss that. So he goes as follows. Kevan she'amdu. So for sure, if you're on three convertibles, three horses, three bicycles, and they all stand still, even though they're on their own separate objects, since they stopped, Mitzvah Lomar, Dizen Nechshav Kama Yeshiva. That's considered like yeshiva. The fact that they're sitting on their horse, okay, they're sitting in their car, they're sitting on their bicycle, that's considered yeshiva. Umahani, and it works. Why? Kevan she'omer, since they said nochal, since they said let's go ahead and eat, vehechinu bezeh, and they establish here makom lachilasan, a place for eating. Okay, vechanayim le'el b'sif, like we said earlier in Sif Yud Aleph, Samech Beis. Okay, by the way, interesting. Here you don't seem to need a table, nor do you need a what? Nor do you need a mappa, because that's the nature of the kviyas. Samech Beis, the holchim lo. But if they're moving on the bicycle, they're moving on the horse and donkey, you're not going to be able to go ahead and have one person make the bracha, make the hamotzi for the other person or people. Perish lo mahani amira. It's not going to help even if they verbalize beforehand she'amru mitchila nocha. Let's say they all say, let's all eat together as we're driving in our convertibles. Let's all eat together. So you think, okay, that's an established chabura. We're all driving down the highway together. No, by definition, the halicha, the movement is mevatel the kviyas, the group, and therefore one should not go ahead and make the hamotzi for the others. Vim yoshvim ba'agola achas, and if they're all in one wagon, they're all in one car, v'amru, even if they're moving, and they say, no chalkan, let's eat here in the moving car, in the moving wagon, in the moving train. Va'ochlin yachad, and they eat together. Mistapek ha-Magen Avram. There, the Magen Avram has a safek. De'efshar, it's possible, de'mitstarfi. It's possible that there, even though the car, the wagon is moving, since they're all sitting together in the same wagon, in the same car, that would be considered a group. The afal gav de'ba'alma. Even though normally, no say about gala when you're riding in a wagon, that's kimahalach dami, that's like you're walking. Since all of them are yoshvim bach guda achas, since they're all three of them are going together in that wagon, yeshlomar de mitzdarfin. We can say de mitzdarfin because together they're together on that wagon, and maybe that's not going to be mevatel the kviyas, even though they're moving. V'chein note. Das Eliyahu Rabbah. That seems to be the opinion of Eliyahu Rabbah. Lahakel, that you would be able to go ahead and have one person make amotzi for others in a moving wagon, in a moving car, in a speeding locomotive. Ubasvina. What about on a boat? He says, on a boat, pashut. On a boat, it's pashut afla Magen Avram. Even according to the Magen Avram, who says, by a wagon, you should not have one person make a bracha for the others in a wagon, even if they're all three in a wagon. When it comes to a boat, everyone is making the mitzvah on a boat. That is considered for sure a kviyas, even though the boat is moving. That's kviyas gamur. That is a total kviyas when you're on a boat. So it's interesting. Why is a boat different than a car? Or a boat different than a plane? Okay, it's a boat. Is a plane like a boat? Okay, maybe a plane is like a boat.
Let's say you're doing like a canoe.
The kasva achronim. Kasva achronim. It's a big nafkamina. Should you go ahead and if you're eating, let's say you're sitting next to two other people, and you have your mizonos roll, which you're supposed to make amotzi on, because that's what you're supposed to do, as we'll see. So can one make amotzi for the other two? Do we view it like a boat, or do we view it like a car where you might want to be machmer? Okay. Kasu achronim, dishamish hamishamish besuda. The achronim, right? That a shamish, a servant, someone who, a waiter, that is waiting in a suda, he could be yotze in the birchas hamotzi. He could be yotze in the hamotzi im shomea if he listens. Umiskavin latzeis. And he has kavana to be yotze. Ah, he's not sitting down with them. He's the waiter. Ava bishaholich, even though he's walking around. Uba tadir, he's going back and forth and he's not sitting in any significant way. He's the waiter. He's not established by the table. He's going back and forth to the kitchen. That's going to be considered that the waiter is kavua. Why? That's the way the waiter or the servant eats at the table. So it's like the B'nai Beso, right? This is the way he is kaveya his suda, because he's the waiter. He's always going to be serving this way. And therefore, he could be yotze with the hamotzi of the Baal Bayis. So it's a big nafkamina. Let's say we go ahead, you're going to go ahead and serve at someone's house. At Taranut. So you could be yotze with the Rosh Hashiva's hamotzi. Even though you're up and down, you're not really at the table for more than 5 minutes. That's your kviyas. Vimhayu ochlin. Samech gimel. Now we got to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Vimhayu ochlin basada mefuzarim. If they were eating in a field, all spread out, even though they're eating, all of them, at one time, and even from one loaf, on a tiul, if they're all spread out, even though they're eating from one bread, and even though they're eating at the same time, it's going to be very practical, and on a tiul, if you're all sitting in different places at a break, even though you're eating at the same time, but you're not sitting as a group, you're just, you're taking a break and you're all out in the open. One should not make the hamotzi for everyone else. Kevin Shalom Kabu Makom, since he didn't establish this place as the Makom, V'ochel Mufuzarim, one guy's eating by his tree, one guy's eating here, one guy's eating there, Eino Mitztafrin. If they went ahead and they established, let's all go in this Makom, so then already one would make the bracha, could make the bracha for everyone else. V'ochel Mishabruah Samach Gimel, Sarach Loma, that means to say, V'chein Im. And also, Adela'el, this goes back to earlier, Kaish Amru, no Chalkana, he said, let's go eat here, Yashvu, and they sat, Lecho. Even if they say, let's go sit and eat here, Afilu Hachi, even so, Lo Mahani, it's not going to help, Kevan She Hayu Mefuzarin, since they're all spread out, the Bainan, because you need to you the Makoy Mecha, you need to be in one spot. Samach Dalit, Shalo Kavu Mako Va'ochim, they didn't establish a place to eat. Chalinyanu, it's all one idea. We're told Lomar, Shalo Kavu Mako, they did not establish a place. When they were eating, they were eating mefuzarim, separate from each other. This guy facing this guy. They have mefuzarim in the kan. They have lakan. Lakach lo mahani. Therefore, it's not going to help. Even though they said, let's all stop now on the tiul and let's eat now, since they're not eating together as a group, one person should not make the hamotzi for everyone else. Everyone should make their own hamotzi. Ad kan. Benching. We'll get to benching. There's a yeshiva called the Neitaira in Farakwa. Remember the Chait Yeshiva? They do that one person's bench every night. But the Shulchan Aruch says not to do it. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should have one person reading the whole benching in the Zimun out loud. This many people do. Most people don't. They don't know the law. But most people who know the halacha know that when you have three people in zimun, the one who's doing the zimun should be saying the whole benching. Right?
But lichachila.
Tomo, are they makbid to say when someone's benching the zimun, they say the whole thing out loud till yechasreinu?
That's his benching.
But someone.
If one of the older guys are benching, you know.
They do it.
But lichachila, should just one guy say it and the other two guys or three or four guys listen and answer him in?